Welcome back to Meshivas Nefesh. Okay, let's just jump in here. We're going to do the simonim that are shayach to Torah Chaf Hei. So it's really from Simon Vav to Tess. It's a part of Tess. And it's a lot of words, so we're just going to try and say the idea outside. Maybe if we have time, we'll read the shtickle inside. But the Rebbe here, and this nugget of chizik, to throw into our brains, into our bank of chizik. The Rebbe here highlights a massive mistake that we're making, and we have to clarify what this mistake is. Person goes through something where he or she feels, and I thought I was done with this stuff that I'm going through right now. I thought I sort of worked through all of this. And why am I feeling the same things and thinking the same things and going through the same negative thought patterns right now, and which is causing me to be hungry and to be tired, sort of go through the same things that I thought I was completely done with. I found a certain flow, a healthy routine, and all of a sudden, I'm back on my back, essentially. And a person in that moment, makes the decision that they fell. Whether or not they tweet about it or, post a Instagram thing about it, regardless, in their minds, they brand themselves as fallen. And this is where the Rebbe comes in, and he says, the Rebbe just shoots into us this truth that we're making a massive mistake. And this other Rebbe is mechazik. He knows how sick we are. It's not going to help if he's just going to tell you, you're good, go ahead, carry on. Go ahead, weiter. Just sit, just keep going. No, he wants us to understand, first and foremost, that we're making this humongous mistake. That yes, there's an illusion and a dimion of eating, food patterns and sleeping patterns of chule and other lower things. But the Rebbe comes in and says the lowest dimion and lie and illusion and mistake that we're making is that we think that we fell. That's the biggest lie. Because the absolute truth is, aval be'emes, the Rebbe says, ein ze nefila klal. Right, we have to remember that when things are out of whack, which is going to happen, and it's going to happen again, if a person feels that they're in a place of menuchas hanefesh now and kvius, and they have a seder now, and they have like a real, they have their learning seder going, and they're hitting the notes and davening, and work is going nicely, and wife and kids v'chule, but things are going to get out of whack. And you're confused all over again, all of a sudden. In this moment, we have to remember this yesod, that we're in Gedud Nachman. We're in the Rebbe's battalion. Like the Maisa of Ben Sion Apter, a breast of Rechassid, was on the train going from point A to point B, and a Hungarian soldier approached him. And at the time, you needed to be holding certain papers, and this Ben Sion Apter was very, very short. This soldier was a very thick, large man, and he came with Ben Sion Apter to ask for his papers. And Ben Sion Apter sort of pumped out his chest and looked him in the eyes and said, "Ani Bigdud Nachman." And he yelled it at him, "Ani Bigdud Nachman." And the soldier freaked out and ran away. And like any successful soldier, when you're killing it, they send you up. They send you to the next milchama and to the more chashuva milchama and to the more almost almost dangerous milchama. And which means for us that any time we re-experience bilbulim and confusion and we fall again, we have to be even happier. It's a sign of atzlacha. It means that we're killing it. It means that we're a successful soldier of the king. Part of Gedud Nachman being Megala Malchus Shemayim, Malchus Hashem in the world. Right? And these bilbulim aren't, "Oh, shoot, I made it, okay, I fell, that's it. It's done. It's over. That's it. I'm throwing in the towel. I fell again. I can't believe I fell again. I was over it. I went to Uman. I made my Kabbalas, or I had a moment of clarity, and I really buckled down. And how could it be that I fell again? This is ridiculous. I'm throwing in the towel. It's the biggest mistake in the world. No. Now you have to be even happier, because it means you're matzliach. You're re-experiencing the same bulbulim, because when you go up another level, you have to go through the same things again in an even more concentrated dose. And in that way, you won't fall into the kol hamadama. You won't fall into this kol hamadama, which in Torah Chaf Hei, the Rebbe at the end said to Rav Nosson that he's changing the name of the Yetzirah. He's changing the name of the Yetzirah to Koach HaMadame, the illusionary power, the power of illusion, right? Meaning to say we're doing it to ourselves. We're making this mistake. It's a mistake. There's no like Yetzirah, like Kilu, devil on your left shoulder who's whispering into your ear. It's we are making this mistake, and we have to be Mishanin and to Chazer, and to go over this reality that I am making a mistake. I have to be even more besimcha now if I'm mitbalbel. Right? Because this kol hamadame, all it's trying to get you to do is to forget that you're making this mistake, and to accept this quote-unquote truth of, oh, I fell, and to try and be like sort of Wokey and Brene Brownie of like, yeah, I'm just trying to be all vulnerable and like open about my struggles and whatever. And you're forgetting this mistake that you're making, which is that Adraba, you're matzliach. You're going into the next battle to be Megala Malchus Hashem on a higher level, in a more concentrated place of Bilbul and Taiva, and to be Mischazik and to strengthen yourself even more that I am being Megala Malchus Hashem. So That's the main Eitzah. Here he goes on, the Eitzah Lazeh, right? So he continues and he says that in order to do this, another advice is to remember Gdulas HaBoirei, to remember Gdulas Hashem, the Chesed of Hashem. Hashem is here with me in the world. And Hashem is not this small-minded, ki'ilu, angry God, but Hashem is Gedulas HaBorei, positive, to dive into positivity, to lean into positivity, and to throw away these AirPods where I look like an idiot, listening to this Israchakus all day, listening to a Malik, Yoimim V'Laila, and being a chassid of, not just a regular chassid, to be like the Talmud Muvok of a Malik, with the AirPods, every single shir, listening and going through it and creating chidushim in atzvos and chidushim in distance from Hashem, to just throw that away and to remember Gdulas Hashem, Gdulas HaBoirei. And how are we zoicha to that? The Rebbe says a way that a person could be zoicha to that is to give tzedakah to an ani hagun. It's an eitzah. This is a simple piece of advice from Rabbeinu, to be zoicha, to remember Gedulas HaBorei, the positivity of Hashem, is to give tzedakah to a person who understands what money is. An ani hagun, that's what the pirish is. When you give money to a person who understands what money is, essentially what you're doing is you're destroying this dimyun. Why? This dimyun of Esrachakos, this dimyun of I fell from my level, from my place. Because Rabbeinu in Torah Chafei teaches that in money exists the main illusion of madrigas, of levels, right? If you learn the Mice of the Baal Tefillah, the Rebbe goes through almost jokingly the levels of Avodah Zarah that exist in money. This person's an animal, this person's a star, this person's a god, each person has a level. So in money is the Iker Koach HaDimyon of madrigas. And when you give tzedakah to a person who understands what money is that every pruta is choshev. In reality, tzedakah means every pruta is choshev. You did a mitzvah saseh doraisa with every pruta, like it says in Shivchei Aran, when the Rebbe was younger, he used to sneak, you know, climb into the Beis Medrash through the window and to say L'shem Yichud, to give a pruta to tzedakah, and then leave to have a Hesach Hadas, to forget and to sort of, you know, think other things, and to then afterwards to jump back into the Beis Medrash and to say another L'shem Yichud, to give tzedakah again, another pruta again. And in that way, it was another mitzvah saseh d'oraisa. Right? Because when we're outside of the world of the dimming of madrigas, the sheker of madrigas, then we know and we re-enter the truth of kedusha, that there's madrigas wherever I am, there's madrigas. Right? In all, on the Lekutei Lachas, on Torah Chaf Hei, Rav Nosson says that at the end of the Torah, the Rebbe said to him that there's madrigas, even in Gehenim there's madrigas. And even if a person's in Gehenim, if they're Ola from the seventh layer of Gehenim to the sixth layer of Gehenim, it's incredible shashuim lemaila, it's incredible delight to Hashem. Right? And whereas the sheker of madrigas is that, oh, if I'm not this murdika oved Hashem, and I fell back into these same patterns of taiva and whatever, that means I fell. I'm noifel b'das, I forget Hashem. I'm not living with gedulas haborai. I'm living with katnas haborai and negativity. And I have no chance, I have no shot. So again, when we give tzedakah to an ani hagan who understands what money is, right, we break the dimin of madrigas. And the Rebbe continues, Od eitzel hazeh. Right? To remember, to be besimchum oy, that we're b'kedushas Yisrael. That we come from a place where there's no shaychus l'chait, where we're shaykh to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. We elevate ourselves, we're meroimim ourselves, we apply harama. We get our brains above this mistake, this lie, this dimyon, and we say, I have shaychus to Hashem Yisborach. I come from Zer Yisrael. And this is something we have to daven for, and to go to his boilers and say, Hatzileini miklipas haman amalek v'zakeini l'kdushas Mordechai v'Esther, to know that I'm part of Kedushas Yisrael. And the Rabbi end, kish mischazik u'mishaber hamenias, when a person breaks these manias and goes to the next level according to his place, you do a toiva for your friend also, because you entered a new madriga where your friend was prior to that. And then in that way, you're also elevating your chaver, because there's no two people who can be on the same madriga. So when you go up a madriga where your friend was in the madriga, you elevate your friend to the next madriga, which means to smile. That's what it means. Not to be someone who's oivid avay dezara, right? Who doesn't smile, who walks around looking ba'atzvos, looking like he's ba'atzvos. And your friend sees you and he's not getting harama, he's not being oilam or madriga. To walk around, to be besimcha that you're miseri Yisrael, to know every time that you fall and that you're noifel b'das, not just fall, when you're noifel b'das, falling is one thing, but then falling to the koyach medame, to this illusion and to this mistake where you're noifel b'das and you're far from, you feel like, oh, I'm far from Hashem, right? To break that dimyon and to know that I'm adarabba, I was sent from Hashem to be megala malchus shamayim more. Hashem believes in me. I'm a matzliach. I'm Bigdud Nachman. L'chaim, toivim, u'lishalom. Until next week, and meshivas nefesh.